In the name of Allah, may peace and salutation to be upon the Messenger of Allah and upon his family and followers. To proceed, the 13th hadith of the 40 of Imam Nawawi, on the authority of the father of Hamza, Anas ibn Malik, may Allah be pleased with him, who was the servant of the Messenger of Allah, peace and blessings be upon him, who said, the Messenger, peace and blessings be upon him, said, none of you truly believes until they love for their brother that which they love for themselves, reported by Al-Bukhari and Muslim. Looking at this hadith, we see that the Prophet, peace and blessings be upon him, said, none of you truly believes, i.e. in belief that is complete. And until they love for their brother, i.e. their brother Muslim, that which they love for themselves. And this is general in terms of the matters of the religion and in the matters of the dunya. And that's because Islam is a brotherhood and a sisterhood. And from the requirements or the necessities of this brotherhood and sisterhood is that you love for your fellow Muslim that which you love for yourself. And there's an important addition to this hadith that where the Prophet, peace and blessings be upon him, said, none of you truly believes until they love for their brother that which they love for themselves from that which is good. From that which is good. And this is important because it may be that someone commits an illegal act or a haram act, وَلِيَعُذُ بِاللَّهِ and refuge is sought with Allah. They commit an illicit act and they gain some pleasure for this. And then they might say, I got some pleasure for it, so I wish my brother and sister to experience this as well. No, this isn't the case, because none of you truly believes until they love for their brother that which they love for themselves from that which is good. We benefit from this hadith a number of benefits. From them is that faith is of different levels and of different stations and ranks. From faith is that which is complete and that which is lacking. And this is the stance of the people of the Sunnah and congregation, Ahl Sunnati wal Jama'ah, that faith increases and decreases. Also from the benefits of this hadith is that we love goodness for the believers, due to the statement of the Prophet, peace and blessings be upon him, that none of you truly believes until they love for their brother that which they love for themselves. In it also is a warning against wanting or loving for the fellow believers that which you do not love for yourself, because this opposes the brotherhood and the sisterhood that al-Islam cultivates. And in the hadith there is an indication of the importance of strengthening the links between the believers and the brotherhood and sisterhood, and that care should be taken over to make this happen and to make it very real. Also, resulting from this or related to this is that the Islamic nation should be a nation and an ummah where they are one hand and they are one heart. And this is a part of completion of having faith and loving for your brother that which you love for yourselves. So there should be one heart and one movement upon the kalima and the understanding of La ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah, that there is no deity worthy of worship in truth except for Allah, and that Muhammad, peace and blessings be upon him, is the messenger of Allah. Also, we see the eloquence of the Prophet, peace and blessings be upon him, where he mentioned in this context, where he was encouraging people to have or to love for each other that which they love for themselves, he used the word brother. And this is what al-Islam encourages us to do. So when we meet a Muslim, a brother, then there is that affinity that's there from just the fact that we're Muslims, and all praises to Allah. And Allah knows best, and may peace and salutations be upon the Prophet, upon his family and companions, and those who follow them.